podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and today I'm fighting a little bit of a scratchy throat, but I think it's a part of the allergies of the season. And so we begin our practice today in Luke chapter 10. But today we'll be down in verses 36 and 37. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." I once met a man named Michael. He was a homeless man who had been beaten and robbed on the streets. As he lay there in filth, bloodied and bruised, many people passed by him without offering any help or assistance. Even I was dismayed at how he looked. But God kept calling me, "Go help him." I stood and watched from a distance until the nerve of Christ pushed me to walk his way. "How can I help you?" I said aloud as I walked up on him. I noticed Michael was laying on the ground in a makeshift mattress made from a tarp covering him. He trembled as I approached him, and I could see his legs were bleeding through the bandages that loosely wrapped around his legs. Despite the initial shock and fear, relaxing his stiffness in his body, Michael felt a sense of peace wash over him as I treated him with kindness and love. "You could use a fresh bandage," I said to him with peace. "I'll get you some new clothes, too. You're in need of a good bath, but I'll bring you some hydrogen peroxide, water, and fresh bandages and clean you up." I walked off to a pharmacy and sought a new t-shirt and underwear, bandages with all the needs of cleaning his wounds. There happened to be a store with clothes next door to the pharmacy, and I sought him a clean sweatsuit outfit with socks and some shoes. I also grabbed a towel to freshen him up a bit. I returned and began to get to know him, learning that Michael had been homeless for several years, struggling with addiction and mental health issues. Rather than judging him, I listened to his story with empathy and understanding as I cleaned him up, redressing his bandages and giving him a sponge bath. I shared my own experiences of overcoming adversity and encouraged him to seek help and change his life. I dressed him behind that tarp he once laid upon, turning him into a new man. I didn't need to know why or who did this to him. I just cared for him as one should. Finishing up, I stood and shook his hand and prayed over him with the love of Jesus. He looked up at me, and I swear I could see Jesus' face smiling at me as I began to cry and say aloud, "I love you, brother." He replied, "I love you too, Tom. God bless you." This story reminds us of the profound impact one person can have on another's life through acts of kindness and love. It serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of being a true neighbor, extending a helping hand to those in need and showing mercy to those who have been beaten down by life's challenges. Can you be a true neighbor? Amen. Join me in today's Lord's Prayer as I seek our forgiveness from our Lord for all those sins that we have created, known and unknown, pride, spite, and all those others that come along with it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We pray for Kairos 56 coming up pretty soon, and all those we've said that we would pray for. in our family out loud each morning, as we often do, we pray for them too. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Luke 10, verses 36 and 37 is our practice today. One stanza poem, it's ongoing, it's titled, Who Helps the Man Like a Neighbor? Who helped the man like a neighbor and not a victim? Asked Jesus with a smile, answering the one giving mercy to save him, saying, Jesus, likewise do as you go, without any denial. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's October 10th, 2023. Recording this morning up with the angels. 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Be a neighbor today. Seek those in need. Sometimes you find them on the streets. Sometimes they're sitting right next door to you in a home that you haven't knocked on the door and have said hello to. Be a neighbor today. And find the face of Jesus and their smile. Amen. We close today at 7:11 in Jesus' name, as we do each morning. God bless you, John and Marie, as we close thinking of the name of Jesus, as we do each morning and all of our practice, prayer, and proclamation. Amen. Jesus. 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 The only way to heaven and redemption of your sins. Amen. God bless you.